Well, welcome to Friday Chapel. My name is Lauren Taylor. I'm a chaplain here at Hope, and it's my understanding that we've got some visitors with us today, some people checking out Hope for the first time. We say welcome to you. We also have our board of trustees with us this morning, so welcome to you. And yeah, we'll give a round of applause for them. They do a lot of good work for us. And to all of us, we know that we're meeting you in the middle of a busy day, and so we want to invite you into this space now. Let the sun coming through these windows wash over you, and let it remind you that the grace of Christ also washes over you. This morning, we are starting our spring senior witness series, and I want to introduce you to a friend of mine, Alejandra Gomez. I got to know Alejandra a couple years ago, and it has been a joy to walk with her and to watch her flourish here at Hope and to watch her explore her relationship with Christ and to watch her explore Christ's relationship with the world. So would you give an ear and listen to Alejandra Gomez with me this morning?
Hello, everyone. Before I begin and get down to the good stuff, I want to start with a quick shout out to my family, who made the drive here today from Troy. So if you would join me in a round of applause for my family. So, good morning. I am humbled to be on stage today. Thank you for allowing me to be one of your senior witnesses and share with you a bit of my story and how God has worked through it. I pray that God can use my story to minister to you in your journey. I would like to begin today by sharing the story of a dear friend. When she was 10 years old, she left Mexico with her mother and brother to come to the United States. Brilliant at school, fantastic in her extracurriculars, my friend is a young woman who has excelled since her young life. After a few years of living in the States, her family was able to gather the substantial funds to get their legal permanent residence. After that process, they were forced into a situation that required them to raise even more money to apply for their normal legal permanent residence. Despite the years of paperwork, enormous cost, and lingering uncertainty, my friend earned admission into a top university. Nonetheless, her path required her to overcome significant financial obstacles due to her status. With a gracious smile on her face, she made it through her first 3 years of college. And then her financial aid was altered. Her college took most of her financial aid away, and the amount she needed was made only available to citizens. At this point, she and her family are eligible to become citizens, but remain unable to pay for the process. While trying to make monthly payments to her school, she continues to take her courses. Through her determination and research, she is now more than halfway through her master's degree. She has published research and has received fellowship offers from across the world. But because of her citizenship status, she's unable to take anything or finish any of it. Her citizenship status is preventing her from receiving her undergraduate diploma, preventing her from completing her master's, and has forced her to pass on several life-changing opportunities. She and I do share a common experience. See, I'm also from Mexico City. In fact, our families grew up together during our time there. She was like a fourth child to my parents when she spent time with our family. But here's the difference. While she is struggling to accomplish her dreams, I stand here today knowing I'm about to graduate in May and looking at what law school I want to go to. When I was 8 years old, living in the suburbs of Mexico City, my dad received a job opportunity in England. Thus, we would spend the next 4 years of our lives living the privileges of an international education system, travel, and other fruits of our accomplishments. At the end of this time, my dad was once again asked to move our family to this. In this occasion, our destination would be the United States. When we arrived to the U.S., my family faced and understood for the first time the meaning of being judged and treated based on the color of our skin, ethnic background, and our place of origin. As Mexicans, at the time with British accents, my sisters and I faced a constant battle in school. The confused attention brought upon us personally took a toll in my academics. It led me to fail my freshman year biology class. As a 13-year-old student who aspired for so much, my world was silently coming down. All of my aspirations of changing the world were becoming nothing but a distant memory. Such feelings were only reinforced by a community that could not understand how I could speak so eloquently and still be Mexican, or how my family could afford to live where we did, followed by countless random airport checks that caused my family and I to miss flights time and time again, or restaurants refusing to use our coupons because they were not a charity. So I ask, what makes my friend and I different? Very unarguably, she's a better student than I am. She has taken care of her families in ways I have never. And still, she is being deprived from so many opportunities. Do not be mistaken. Her story is not the unique one here. Mine is. My family has been favored by a broken immigration system and simply sponsored by the right company. We moved swiftly to the U.S. and received our legal permanent resident status only 2 months after applying. It took my friend and her family 8 years to receive theirs. It is my inability to reconcile my friend's story with the message of Micah 6:8 that drives me to be an advocate, a voice for the voiceless. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. My sense of ethics, my passion for justice, and ultimately my Christian faith tells me that stories like this should not be the norm, and they need to be changed. Here's where my story intersects with faith. See, knowing my direction requires me to have faith. I know I am called to fight to fix a broken immigration system. But there is no direct path laid out for me. All I have is a God-given passion, a Bible, and faith. Time and time again, we're told we're made in the image of God. This is true. What is also true is that there's no one else like any of us. Each one of you sitting here today embodies an individualized puzzle created by God in His image. I do not know of someone else who has lived in a third world country and 2 first world countries that also experienced living economic struggles as well as economic stability. Additionally, that experienced a positive side of immigration system but also felt the ripple effects of a flawed one. So on and so forth. Do you see what I mean? This is my puzzle, and that same thought process may be applied to each of your lives. A large piece of my puzzle has been attending Hope College, a private and predominantly white institution. Hope has been my home since 2014, and I love it dearly. However, just like the rest of the world, Hope wrestles with issues of race, equal opportunity, or immigration, to name a few. But Hope has been part of my foundation and has been an environment where I could grow. Here, I have been able to understand my calling to immigration work. Through my immigration research, bringing the Immigrants Are a Blessing and a Burden campaign to campus, or in planning the DACA March and Clean Dream Act, God has been telling me something important. Through these opportunities, God has been telling me, if you can do this here, wait to see what you can do next. My faith calls me to do the work I am pursuing. And it is that same faith that keeps me grounded when I am reminded just how uncertain this path is. I share this with you today to say this. If you're sitting here today and you're trying to figure out what it is you're meant to do in life, I have good news for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. If your passions, your actions, and heart are rooted in justice, love, and mercy, you're doing what God has asked of you. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. I'll say it again. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. But it is not enough to want to do good or to want to follow God. Living a Christian life is a choice. one we must make in every aspect of our lives. And sometimes that requires us to have faith when we have no idea what life could go next. Allow me to remind you of the story of the people of Israel. The people of Israel chose to trust in God for 40 years while they wandered the desert. Exodus 13 says, "The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart before the people." If they were willing to endure desert conditions, enemies trying to kill them, and other obstacles in their ways, why should we do any differently? If your path is righteous, God will guide you, as he did the people of Israel. In my pursuit to live out the Christian faith and to follow a righteous path, I've come to face decisions that may have personal consequences. Allow me to share one with you today. My family has recently become eligible to apply for U.S. citizenship, and have started the process, with the exception of me. Why? Because I want to start paving another way for Latinos and Hispanics, as well as other immigrants, to be successful. One that does not require the pursuit of a piece of paper. As thousands of students allow their path set by God, follow their path set by God, a status should not be an obstacle in their way. While I'm moving forward without the full support of my family, friends, and sometimes of my own self-doubt, I trust that the same God that guided the Israelites, the same God that puzzled my being together, will guide me in my journey of pursuing the creation of a just, merciful, and loving existence for the people in this country that have similar stories as my friend. Friends, apply this to your own life. Be brave and dissect your puzzle and in the image of God and created by him. Understand what path he has set for you. First, your students, as you decide on your majors. Second, your students, as you choose your areas of involvement. Third, your students, as you look for internships. And my fellow seniors, as we get ready to take on the world outside of hope, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Thank you.